Hello, and welcome back to another episode of ABA Mom. I'm your host, Allie, a board-certified behavior analyst and mom of five. And today we're diving into a topic that is near and dear to my heart, how to become a board-certified behavior analyst or BCBA. Whether you're a parent interested in understanding the field of applied behavior analysis or you're considering a career change or advancement, this episode is for you. So what exactly is a BCBA? A board certified behavior analyst is a professional who has met specific educational experience requirements and has passed the BCBA certification exam. These individuals are trained to assess, design, and implement behavior intervention plans to help individuals with autism and other developmental disorders to improve their quality of life. However, there's a lot of other avenues that you can go as well once you're a BCBA. Let's break down the steps to becoming a BCBA. So grab a notebook because we're going to cover a lot of ground. So first and foremost, you'll need a master's degree in behavior analysis, psychology, or related field. Many universities offer programs specifically designed to meet the coursework requirements for BCBA certification. Some of these courses you should look for to include principal behavior, behavior assessment, behavior change procedures, ethics, and professional conduct. If you're listening and you've already have a degree in another field, don't worry, you can still pursue a master's in behavior analysis or find a program that offers a transitional track. Step two, supervise experience. Once you've completed the coursework, and you can even do this while you're doing the coursework, which is what I wish I did. I did all the coursework first and then I got my supervision. But I highly recommend to do it while you're doing your coursework to go ahead and start your supervision route. So the next step is gaining supervision experience. The Behavior Analyst Certification Board, or BACB, requires a specific amount of supervised hours. During this time, you'll under the supervision of a qualified BCBA who will help guide you through practical applications of what you learn. Make sure to find a placement where you can work with diverse population in various settings. This will give you well-rounded experience. Also, just to note that there is restricted and unrestricted hours. You are going to need some more unrestricted time. That can look like helping the analyst develop programs, can be a part of maybe implementing like some parent training. So there's different ways that you can get some of those unrestricted hours with your clients. Step three is the exam. Now it's the big one. After completing your coursework, supervised experience, which feels like a lifetime, or at least it did for me, you'll need to pass your BCBA exam. This exam tests your knowledge in multiple areas, including ethics, assessment, intervention strategies. I highly recommend utilizing a study group, prep courses, practice exams. Study Notes ABA was one that I found really helpful and fun. I went ahead and did the collective back when I was studying to become a BCBA. I also used the Pass the Big ABA exam So, but there's a lot out there that can help you. Also, mock exams are helpful too, to kind of know where you are and maybe give yourself a baseline and what you need to work on a little bit more. They're great resources available online, and many aspiring BCBAs find that collaborating with peers can make a big difference. So step four is maintaining your certifications. Once you pass that big exam, and I just want to say there are definitely those first time test takers. I am a second time test taker, so I took it twice. I counted my first one. I said, okay, that was my baseline. Now I'm going to study even harder. And I was able to pass the second time. There are those that I know who have taken it the first time. There's those that I know that if you've taken it like, you know, four or five different times. It is a very difficult exam. So once you pass that exam, definitely pat yourself in the back, like you deserve it. I felt like I couldn't breathe until I passed. So I was like holding on to all of this. And then it's like, all right, now what do I do with my life without studying? So that was such a relief being able to pass the exam. So congratulations when you pass your exam. Now you're a BCBA. But the journey doesn't end there. You have to maintain your certification, so you'll need a complete continuing education every 2 years. This ensures you stay current with the latest research, trends, and behavior analysis. Consider attending conferences. There's one coming up for Florida Conference, FABA. There's different conferences in different states, so there's lots of opportunities. There's also some free CUs online that you can use as well. Workshops or even online webinars to fill these requirements. It's a great way to stay and network with other professionals in the field as well. You can do all your CEUs online. I do recommend that you do some in person just so you get to network with other professionals in your field too. Step five, consider specialization as you grow. Consider specialization as you grow in your field in a particular area, such as maybe OBM, so organizational behavior management, autism spectrum disorders, or even teaching and training other professionals. Specializing can open up opportunities and help you become an expert in that field. So there you have it. Becoming a BCBA is a rewarding journey that requires dedication, education, commitment to ongoing learning. If you're considering this path, I encourage you to reach out to current BCBAs. You feel free to reach out to me as well. I'm definitely happy to help. You can ask questions and learn from their experiences. If you have questions about today's episode or want to share your journey becoming a BCBA, or if you're a new BCBA and I would very much like your insight on what it's like to be a new BCBA and what you wish you knew while you were still getting your supervision. But feel free to reach out on social media or through email. And don't forget to like and subscribe on our channel. Thank you for tuning in this episode of ABA Mom. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review. Your support helps us reach more parents and professionals who are passionate about behavior analysis. Until next time, keep advocating for your kids. Remember, knowledge is power, and you are not alone on this journey.